بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the one who bestows mercy, indeed all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. My beloved brothers and sisters, my respected elders, there are people who have left our masjid, and they have left our families, and they have left our communities, and they have gone towards Baytullah al-Haram, al-Kaaba. They have gone towards Mecca. And they have gone there and they have left us in order to perform the obligation of al-Hajj. And Hajj, this great sha'ira, this great symbol of our religion, this great ritual of al-Islam, this is an obligation upon every single Muslim once in their lifetime, as long as a person has the qudrah, the ability to do so. And Hajj is from the sha'air al-Islam, from the great rituals, the great symbols of al-Islam, wherein thousands, in fact hundred thousands, in fact millions of people from all over the ummah, they come together. And all of them gather in this sacred place, Makkah al-Mukarramah. And all of them, they dress the same, and they face the same direction in order to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people who have left our masjid and our families and our communities, they have answered the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk. La sharika lak. And all of them, they will come together wearing the same simple garments, and they will perform tawaf around the Kaaba and the sa'i between As-Safa and Al-Marwa. They will drink from the blessed water of Zamzam. They will stay in Arafah. They will sleep the night in Muzdalifah. They will stone the Jamarat, the pillars, and all of the other obligations of Al-Hajj. ذاكرين ملبين مستغفرين داعين خاشعين بين يدي الله. All of them remembering Allah, saying the talbiyah, seeking forgiveness in front of Allah, supplicating to Him, showing humility, fear and humbleness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He mentioned His sacred house, Baytullah, meaning the Masjid or Al-Kaaba. And in the Quran, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ascribes something to Himself. And He only ascribes something to Himself, tashrifan, to honor that thing. So for example, when Allah described Al-Kaaba as being Baytullah, the house of Allah, why did He ascribe this house to Himself? To honor this place, that this is a sacred place in Al-Islam. In fact, all of the masajid, every single masjid is Baytullah. It is the house of Allah, meaning it is that place which Allah has honored and venerated and elevated in Al-Islam. Fi buyutin adhin Allah an turfa, in houses that Allah has given permission for them to be raised and built up. So these places, it isn't the house of me or you. It isn't the house of the Arabs or the non-Arabs or any community. Rather, this is the place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which He has honored. And the most sacred and the most honorable from all of these houses which belong to Allah is Al-Kaaba in Mecca. And Allah Jalla Sha'nuhu, He said in the Quran, Inna awwala baytin wudhi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi-Bakkah. That the first house, meaning the first place of worship, which was placed for the people, is in Mecca. He described it as being Mubarak, Mubarakan, it is blessed. وَهُدَلْ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, and guidance for all of mankind. فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ, and it contains clear signs, clear apparent signs. مَقَامُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, and also the standing of Ibrahim. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا, and whoever enters into this sacred place, then he will be safe and secure. Then he said, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعِ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, and for Allah upon the people is to make Hajj to his house, whoever is able to do so. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ, as for the one who rejects, he said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ, then Allah is free of the rest of the people. Allah is not in need of creation. Rather, it is the creation which is in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu in Sahih Bukhari, he mentioned the story of the building of the Kaaba. And who built the Kaaba, why it was built, and how they built it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he mentions the stories of prophets and messengers. Why does he mention the stories of the prophets and the messengers? Not because it is a history lesson, but for us to take lessons from these stories. And because these stories contain ayat for us, contains lessons for the people who want to understand. And this is why we read about and we recite the stories of the prophets and the messengers. Not because it is just history, just information, just a story. So we can take lessons and admonishments and reminders from the stories of the prophets and the messengers. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he told the story of the building of the Kaaba, he said, جَاءَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ بِهَاجَرَ وَبِبْنِهَا إِسْمَعِيلُ وَهِيَ تُرْضِعُهُ, that the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he came to this place with his wife Hajar and their son Ismail. And how old was Ismail at that time? وَهِيَ تُرْضِعُهُ, she was breastfeeding him, meaning he was only a baby. حَتَّى وَضَعَهُمَا فِي مَكَّةِ, and then Ibrahim alayhi salam, he placed both of them in Mecca. But at that time, Mecca was not like the Mecca which we know today. There was nothing there. There was no people. There was nobody who lived there. There was no houses. There was nothing at all. No crops. There was nothing at all. And that's why he said, وَلَيْسَ بِمَكَّةَ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَحَدٍ, on that day, there was nobody in Mecca. وَلَيْسَ بِهَا مَا, in fact, there was no water there either. فَوَضَعَهُمَا هُنَالِكَ, and then he placed both of them there. وَوَضَعَ عِنْدَهُمَا جِرَابًا فِيهِ تَمْرٌ, and he left with them a jirab, meaning a small bag made out of cloth which had dates in it. وَسِقَاءً فِيهِ مَا, and he left with them a utensil which contained some water. ثُمَّ قَفَّى إِبْرَاهِيمُ, and then the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he turned his back and he started walking away. مُنْطَلِقًا, walking away. As he was walking away, the mother of Ismail, Hajar alayhi salam, she starts following him. Where is he going? He is her husband. He is the father of this infant. How can he leave us in this place in which there is no person, no animal, no crops, no water, there is nothing. Only he left a few dates in some cloth and some water. فَتَبِعَتْهُ أُمُّ إِسْمَعِيلْ فَقَالَتْ, so the mother of Ismail, meaning Hajara, she followed after the Prophet Ibrahim. And she said to him, يَا إِبْرَاهِيمْ أَيْنَ تَذْهَبْ, O Ibrahim, where are you going? وَتَتْرُكُنَا بِهَذَا الْوَادِي, you are leaving us in this valley. Because Mecca at that time and even today, it was surrounded by mountains. And at that time Mecca was very low. So it was in the middle of a valley, or it was a valley. She said, وَتَتْرُكُنَا بِهَذَا الْوَادِي. You are leaving us in this valley. الَّذِي لَيْسَ فِيهِ إِنْسٌ وَلَا شَيْءٍ. And this valley doesn't contain no person. Nobody lives here. There's no cattle. There's nothing here at all. فَقَالْتْ ذَلِكَ مِرَارًا. So she kept repeating this. Ya Ibrahim, أَيْنَ تَذْهَبْ. Oh Ibrahim, where are you going? Where are you going? But Ibrahim عليه السلام جَعَلَ لَا يَلْتَفِتُ إِلَيْهَا. He didn't look back. He kept walking and walking and walking. And why did Ibrahim عليه السلام not turn back, not answer her? Because this was the command of Allah. He is fulfilling the command of Allah. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands with something, then it's not allowed for us to hesitate. It's not allowed for us to turn back. It's not allowed for us to go against the command of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered him to leave his wife and his infant baby in this place and walk away. And he was Rasulullah, he was the messenger of Allah. And upon him was only to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then, the mother of Ismail Hajarah, she shouted out. She said, Allahu alladhi amaraka bihadha. Is it Allah who has commanded you to do this? Are you leaving us here because you want to go away? Or is this the command of Allah? And he said, na'am. He said, yes. This is the command of Allah. Allah has ordered me to leave you in this place. What was the reply of Hajara? She said, إِذَنْ لَا يُضَيِّعُنَا. Therefore, Allah will not abandon us. Therefore, Allah will not allow us to be lost or to be wasted. And the lesson we take from this is, look at this woman. A woman of Iman. Zawjatun Muti'a, a woman who is obedient to her husband. Thabita ala amri Allah, firm upon the command of Allah, with yaqeen in her Lord, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not fail his promises. And this is how the people of Iman, they should be. That upon you is to fulfill what Allah has ordered you to do so. Stay away from the haram, eat from the halal, make sure your rizq is good and permitted and pure, fulfill your obligations, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will look after you. And there's no greater example than this. We live here, in this country, in this town, in all of this luxury, safe and secure, and we have wealth, and there are so many job opportunities for us, and yet despite this, many people are taking from the haram. Ummu Ismail, the mother of Ismail, may peace be upon her, where was she? In the middle of a valley, in a place which is new to her, nothing around her. And yet when she knew that this was the commander of Allah, she had the yaqeen in Allah, she had the certainty. إِذَنْ لَا يُضَيِّعُنَا. If this is what Allah has commanded you, O my husband, then He will not abandon us. He will not fail us. And this is the same message that the Prophet ﷺ, he used to give to the Sahaba. In fact, he used to cultivate and give tarbiyah to the young children. He said to Ibn Abbas, and he was a ghulam, he was a young boy at that time. He said, يَا غُلَامْ إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. O young boy, if you ask, then ask Allah alone. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And if you seek help, then seek the help of Allah alone. He said, احفظ الله يحفظك. If you protect the commandments of Allah, if you fulfill the obligations of Allah, then Allah will protect and guard you. احفظ الله تجده أمامك. You fulfill and protect the commandments of Allah, and you will find Allah in front of you. Meaning, He'll be in front of you with His help and His support and His victory. And this is the first lesson that we take from this beautiful and noble story. We have to look at this woman and her iman and her certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how firm she was. And this beautiful words that she mentioned, إِذَنْ لَا يُضَيِّعُنَا. That if this is the command of Allah, upon me is yaqeen, upon me is iman, upon me is to fulfill the obligations of Allah. The rest of it is for Allah. He will look after me and He will guard me. So then Ibrahim alayhi salam, he carried on walking. فَانْطَلَقَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ حَتَّى إِذَا كَانَ عِنْدَ الثَّنِيَّةِ So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he carried on walking until he came to a place called الثَّنِيَّةِ أي عند مكان مرتفع. And this ثَنِيَّةِ, it is a place which is raised up. حَيْثُ لَا يَرَوْنَهُ And he went to a place wherein they could not see him. And then he turned towards this area and then he made a dua with those beautiful words. He raised his hands and he said, like Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ When Ibrahim said, رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا O my Lord, make this place a place of safety and security. وَرْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ And provide for its people from the vegetation. مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ Whoever has iman in Allah and whoever has iman in the final day. And so, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he walked off. And he left to wherever Allah had commanded him to go. Who was left behind in this lonely, isolated place? A woman and her baby infant. وَجَعَلَتْ أُمُّ إِسْمَعِيلِ تُرْضِعُ إِسْمَعِيلِ So the mother of Ismail, Hajar alayhi salam, she would breastfeed her baby child. وَتَشْرَبُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْمَاءِ And she would drink from that water which Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam had left behind. حَتَّى إِذَا نَفِدَ مَا فِي السِّقَاءِ Until the water which she had left behind, it had finished. It was only a small utensil with water. They are drinking this in this extreme heat, in this desert, in this valley. There is nothing else. So now the water has finished. So, عَطِشَتْ So she became severely thirsty. وَعَطِشَ ابْنُهَا And also her child, her son, became thirsty. وَجَعَلَتْ تَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ And she began to look at her baby. يَتَلَبَّطُ أي يتقلب على ظهره وبطنه And she is turning him around on his front, then on his back, then on his front, then on his back, trying to comfort him and calm him down. And then she placed the child there. فانطلقت And then she also left. She left the child, the infant there, and she also left. And why did she leave? In search for water, in search for food, maybe other people that she can find. So she started walking. As she was walking, وجدت الصفاء أقرب جبل في الأرض يليها. She came to a small mountain. And the nearest mountain to her was the Mount As-Safa. And at that time, this mountain, it was a little bit bigger than it is today. فقامت عليه So then she stood upon this hill or this mount. ثُمَّ اسْتَقْبَلَتِ الْوَادِي And then she looked back down at the valley. تَنْظُرُ هَلْ تَرَى أَحَدْ And she's looking if she can see somebody. Maybe there's other people there that she can seek food from. فَلَمْ تَرَى أَحَدًا However, she did not see anybody. فَهَبَطَتْ مِنَ الصَّفَا حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْوَادِي So then she descended from this mountain and she started walking again and she came to the valley again. And then, رَفَعَتْ طَرَفَ دِرْعِهَا And then she raised the edges of her lower garment. ثُمَّ سَعَتْ سَعِيَ الْإِنسَانِ الْمَجْهُودِ And then she began running. And she ran like a person who was trying very, very hard. حَتَّى جَاوَزَتِ الْوَادِي Until she passed through the valley. ثُمَّ أَتَتِ الْمَرْوَةِ And then she came to another mountain on the other side of the valley. And it is Al-Marwa. فَقَامَتْ عَلَيْهَا So again she climbed this valley. وَنَّظَرَتْ هَلْ تَرَى أَحَدًا And then she looked. She looked down at the valley. Can I see anybody? Is there anybody there who can help me? فَلَمْ تَرَى أَحَدًا. And she could not see anybody. فَفَعَلَتْ ذَلِكَ سَبْعَ مَرَّاتٍ. And she did this 7 times. Like we do today, when we go to Umrah Hajj and we make Sa'i 7 times between As-Safa and Al-Marwa, and we run between that place. This is in following the footsteps of Hajara Ummu Ismail. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, فَذَلِكَ سَعْيُ النَّاسِ بَيْنَهُمَا. And this is why the people, they make sa'i between these two places. And there is something we benefit from this story or the sa'i of Ummu Ismail. And this is that Ummu Ismail, she had tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She placed her reliance upon Allah. She knew Allah would answer her du'as. She is the wife of a prophet and a messenger. She is the mother of a prophet and a messenger. She has yaqeen in Allah. She has complete tawakkul, complete reliance upon Allah. But this reliance that she had, did it stop her going out? Did it mean that she just stays in that place? No. She made sa'i. And the meaning of sa'i is to exert oneself, to strive, to work hard. Sa'a fulanun, meaning somebody, he worked hard and he strived. And this is the real meaning of tawakkul. So tawakkul, reliance upon Allah, it doesn't mean that a person says, I have reliance upon Allah and then I will sit at home. Tawakkul means that a person relies upon Allah, then he goes out and he searches and he works and he tries hard and he makes a sa'i, he makes an effort in order to provide and bring in rizq. And that's why the ulama, when they define a tawakkul, like Ibn Uthaymeen said, a tawakkul, he said, هو الاعتماد على الله مع الثقة به مع الأخذ بالأسباب. That the true essence of tawakkul is, number one, you have to rely upon Allah. Number two, you have to have complete trust in Allah. And then number three, ma'al akhdi bil asbab. You have to fulfill those causes which Allah has placed upon the earth. You want to provide for your family? Have tawakkul upon Allah. Rely upon Allah. Place your trust upon Allah. Then there are means and asbab which Allah has placed upon this earth. You can't just sit at home and think that this rizq is going to come to you. Then you have to go out and you have to work and you have to work hard. So nobody should think that tawakkul is, like some of the people of innovation do, tawakkul is just sitting at home and my rizq will come to me because it is written. No, look at the mother of Ismail, Hajara. She leaves her child where he is. And she knows that Allah will provide for her. Yet despite this, she leaves. And she runs to a mountain. And she climbs the mountain. And then she comes down and runs to the other mountain. And she does this 7 times. Finding her rizq, finding her water, trying to look for people. And all of this is the true tawakkul. And if a person has tawakkul upon Allah like this, then he said, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. That whoever has this tawakkul upon Allah, then Allah will suffice him. One day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was sitting with his companions and he said, لو تَوَكَّلْتُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ. If you were to rely upon Allah in the proper sense of tawakkul, he said, لَرُزِقْتُمْ كَمَا يُرْزَقَ الطَّيْرِ. Then you would be provided for just as the bird is provided for. But then he said, يَغْدُ خُمَاصًا. That the bird in the morning, it leaves its nest with an empty stomach. وَيَرْجِعْ بَطَّانًا. And yet it comes back with a full stomach. Food for itself and even worms and food for its offspring. The point behind this hadith is, this bird, does it not leave its nest? Does it not go out in the early morning to try to find food and worms and insects to provide for itself and its offspring? It does do so. And this is true at tawakkul. So when she climbed Marwa the final time, سَمِعَ صَوْتًا. Then she heard a voice, she heard some noise. فَإِذَا هِيَ بِالْمَلَكِ. And then this noise that she heard, it was an angel, meaning Jibreel alayhi salam. She could see Jibreel alayhi salam from the Mount of Al-Marwa in the valley. عِنْدَ مَوْضِعِ زَمْزَمْ. And Jibreel alayhi salam, he had come down in the place where Zamzam is now. At that time, there was no Zamzam. فَبَحَثَ بِعَقَبِهِ. So he was searching with his ankle. And in a narration, أَوْقَالْ بِجَنَاحِهِ, or with his wing. حَتَّى ظَهَرَ الْمَا, until the water emerged. And this was the well of Zamzam. فَجَعَلَتْ تُحَوِّضُهُ. So when Hajra, she came down to this place and she saw this water, she began to collect this water. وَجَعَلَتْ تَغْرِفُ مِنَ الْمَا فِي سِقَائِهَا. And she began to take this water and pour it into her utensil. وَهُوَ يَفُورُ بَعْدَمَا تَغْرِفُ. And the more she poured into her utensil, the more it gushed forth. More and more water kept gushing and coming out. قَالْ فَشَرِبَتْ وَأَرْضَعَتْ وَلَدَهَا. So she drank from the water of Zamzam. And she kept breastfeeding her child. فَقَالَ لَهَا الْمَلَكُ. And then the angel, meaning Jibreel alayhi salam, he said to her, لَا تَخَافُ الضَّيْعَ. Do not be scared of abandonment. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will not abandon you. You have iman in Allah. Know this is the commander of Allah. You fulfill the wajibat. You fulfill your responsibility towards Allah. And then Allah will look after you. Don't fear that Allah will abandon you or allow for you to be wasted or lost. Like Allah said in the Quran, فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُولَهُ. Do not ever think that Allah will fail in His promise towards His messengers. As Shaykh Abd al-Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah, in his tafsir, he said, بِنَجَاتِهِمْ, that Allah will not fail in His promise towards His messengers to save them. وَنَجَاتِ أَتْبَاعِهِمْ, and that He will save the followers of the messengers. وَإِهْلَاكِ أَعْدَائِهِمْ, and He will destroy their enemies. وَخُذْلَانِهِمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا, and He will humiliate the enemies of the messengers and the followers of the messengers in this dunya. وَعِقَابِهِمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, and He will punish them in the hereafter. Do not ever think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala breaks His promises or fails His promises towards His messengers and the followers of the messengers and towards His people, or that He will give the enemies of the messengers victory over the messengers. Rather, the only thing which is upon us is to fulfill the obligations, to do what Allah has commanded you. Stay away from riba, stay away from haram, stay away from selling alcohol and dealing in interest. And Allah has written for you. Everything which He has decreed for you will come to you. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when you are in the womb of your mother, then the angel is sent to the womb of the mother. وَيُؤْمَرُ بِأَرْبَعِ كَلِمَاتٍ, and the angel is ordered to write four things down. He said, عَمَلِهِ وَرِزْقِهِ وَأَجَلِهِ وَشَقِيٍ أَوْ سَعِيدٍ. Your actions are decreed, and your rizq is decreed, and how long you will spend upon this earth is decreed, and whether you will be people from the righteousness or the sadness, it is all of it is decreed. So your rizq is already decreed for you. If you are the weakest of people, this rizq will come to you. And if you are the strongest of people, you will never be able to attain something which Allah has not written for you. The only thing which you have to do is go out and work and search and fulfill your obligations towards Allah and eat from that which is pure. And then the angel Jibreel, he said to her, فَإِنَّ هَاهُنَا بَيْتَ اللَّهِ, that here in this place will be the house of Allah, meaning the masjid of Allah, meaning Al-Ka'bah. يَبْنِي هَذَا الْغُلَامُ وَأَبُوهُ. This infant and the father of this infant, both of them will build the house of Allah. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضَيِّعُ أَهْلَهُ, and Allah will never abandon His people. So a period of time it passed. And Hajar alayhi salam تتغذى بماء زمزم. She would nourish herself from the water of Zamzam. فَيَكْفِيهِمَا عَنِ الطَّعَامِ وَالشَّرَابِ. And this drinking of Zamzam was enough for them, such that they did not need any other drink, nor did they require any other food. And then one day, مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ رُفْقَةٌ مِّن جُرْهُمْ. One day, a caravan or a group of people passed by them. And this group of people, they were from Jurhum. And Jurhum, if I'm not wrong, it is a qabila from the people of Yemen. So a tribe from the people of Yemen, from this area called Jurhum, or this tribe called Jurhum, they passed by both Ismail and her young child. فَنَزَلُوا فِي أَسْفَلِ مَكَّةِ. So they came to the bottom of Mecca. And they were also searching for food or drink or somewhere where they could stop. And then they looked up and all of a sudden they saw a bird. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَرَأَوْا طَائِرًا عَائِفًا. So then they saw a bird, and this bird, it was circling around in the sky. And the chief of that tribe, he said, إِنَّ هَذَا الطَّائِرْ لَيَدُورُ عَلَى مَا. That this bird, it only circles around where there is water. لَعَهْدُنَا بِهَذَا الْوَادِ وَمَا فِيهِ مَاءٌ. So we need to go to this valley, i.e. Mecca, and where there is water. فَأَرْسَلُوا جَرِيًّا فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالْمَاءِ. So they sent a person or one or two people to go to that place, go ahead of them, a search party. And they found this water. فَرَجَعُوا. So this search party came back and they told them that there is water there. So then they went towards this place. When this traveling party, when they came to this place where Zamzam was gushing forth and there was water, who did they find? They found Ummu Ismail. They found this woman and her infant. وَأُمُّ إِسْمَعِيلٍ عِنْدَ الْمَاء. So the mother of Ismail, she was sitting where this water was. So they said to her, أَتَأْذَنِينَ لَنَا أَن نَنْزِلَ عِنْدَكِ. Do you give us permission to come and descend and stay where you are? Meaning so we can drink from this water. فَقَالَتْ نَعْمْ. She said yes. She said with one condition. If you want to stay in this area, and if you want to drink from this water, the blessed water of Zamzam, there is one condition. وَلَكِنْ لَا حَقَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْمَا. You have no right over the ownership of this water. So this water, Zamzam, nobody owns it. Nobody can sell this water. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For His people who go to visit His masjid, and those who live there and reside there, for them to drink. And also consider how they sought permission from this woman. And this is izzah, and this is muru'ah, this is dignity and integrity. If they wanted, they could have easily pushed the woman to the side. They, the tribe, she's a single woman. They are strong, she's weak. They are more, she's one and her baby. Yet despite this, they ask her permission. هَلْ تَأْذَنِينَ. Do you give us permission? And this is how the dignity of a man should be. And the self-respect and the honor and the integrity of a person should be. And then Ibn Abbas said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَأَلْفَى ذَلِكَ أُمُّ إِسْمَعِيلُ وَهِيَ تُحِبُّ الْإِنْسِ or وَهِيَ تُحِبُّ الْأُنْسَى. So the mother of Ismail, she liked and she preferred that these people, they stay there. Why? Because she loves other people. And she loves socializing. And this is because this is tabi'atul bashar. We as human beings, as adamiyun, as people, we are in need of other people. And we are in need of socializing with each other. And talking with each other. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. So consider this name insan, this name human being or a person, similar to it is unsa. And the meaning of unsa is socializing. And this shows that a person, He cannot abandon everybody or just remain alone and aloof from the people, isolated. Rather, he's in need of socializing with people. He benefits from them and they benefit from him. He advises them and he accepts advice from them. فَنَزَلُوا وَأَرْسَلُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِيهِمْ فَنَزَلُوا مَعَهُمْ So then they came and they started residing in this area. And then more of their families, they started coming and residing in this area. حَتَّى إِذَا كَانَ بِهَا أَهْلُ أَبْيَاتٍ مِّنْهُمْ Until a number of families, all of them were now residing in this place. Then years passed. A number of years passed. وَشَبَّ الْغُلَامُ إِسْمَعِيلُ So then this young infant, this young boy, he now began to grow up. He began to become a man. وَتَعَلَّمَ الْعَرَبِيَّةَ مِنْهُمْ And he learned the Arabic language from them. And this shows us that the asl of the Arab, it is from this tribe who came from Yemen. And if anybody wants more information, then I refer you to Rahiq al-Makhtoom of Sheikh Safi Rahman al-Mubarak Furi, The Sealed Nectar, the book which he wrote about the Seerah. And in the introduction to this, he mentions about where the Arabs came from and where this language came from and which tribe they came from. The point here is that Ismail alayhi salam, he learned this Arabic language from the people of Jurhum, this tribe who had come from Yemen. وَأَنْفَسَهُمْ وَأَعْجَبَهُمْ حِينَ شَبَّ And as he grew older and he matured, they were impressed by him. And they desired him. فَلَمَّا أَدْرَكَ So when he was over the age of puberty, when he became a man, زَوَّجُوهُمْ رَأَةً مِّنْهُمْ Then they married a woman from their tribe to him. وَمَاتَتْ أُمُّ إِسْمَعِيلِ And then the mother of Ismail, she passed by. And then a number of years passed by. Many years, 5, 10, 15 years passed by. Then one day, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he returned to this place. After Ismail alayhi salam, he had married this woman, then Ibrahim alayhi salam, he returned. Why did he return? يُطَالِعُ تَرِكَتَهُ To see and check up on who he had left behind. فَلَمْ يَجِدْ إِسْمَعِيلِ But he didn't find Ismail. But he found this woman, his wife. فَسَأَلَمْ رَأَتَهُ عَنْهُ So he asked this woman, i.e. his wife, regarding Ismail. Where's this man gone? There is a man here by the name of Ismail. Where has he gone? She said, خَرَجَ يَبْتَغِي لَنَا He, Ismail, has gone out searching for food for us. ثُمَّ سَأَلَهَا عَنْ عَيْشِهِمْ وَهَيْئَتِهِمْ And then Ibrahim, alayhi salam, he asked this woman about their state, their situation. What's your life like? What's your lifestyle like? What's your situation? What did she say? نَحْنُ بِشَرْ We're in such a terrible state. We're in such difficulties. نَحْنُ فِي ضِيقٍ وَشِدَّةٍ We're in restriction, difficulty. We have nothing with us. وَشَكَتْ إِلَيْهِ And she complained to him. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, إِذَا جَاءَ زَوْجُكِ فَقْرَئِي عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ If your husband returns back to you, then convey my greetings to him. وَقُولِي لَهُ And say to him, يُغَيِّرْ عَتَبَةَ بَابِهِ That he should change the mat which is outside the door. And in this is also a lesson. And the lesson is how a woman should not be. So a woman should not be that type of person, the wife, who is always complaining. And complaining about her affair, and complaining about her situation at home. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ إِسْمَعِيلْ كَأَنَّهُ آنَسَ شَيْئًا So when Ismail returned, by this time his father Ibrahim had left. That woman did not know who this man was. But he felt as if somebody had been. It's as if he smelt the fragrance of his father. فقال, so he said to her, هَلْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ Did anybody come to you? قَالَتْ نَعَمْ جَاءَ شَيْخٌ كَذَا وَكَذَا He said, yes, this old man, he was like this and this, he came to us. كَالْمُسْتَخِفَّ بِشَأْنِهِ as if she was belittling who he was. This old man doesn't know anything. This ignorant person, weak person, he came to us. فَسَأَلَنَا عَنْكَ فَأَخْبَرْتُهُ So he asked me about you, so I told him, meaning that you had left the house to go search. وَسَأَلَنِي كَيْفَ عَيْشُنَا فَأَخْبَرْتُهُ And then he asked me regarding our situation. So I informed him, أَنَّا فِي جَهْدٍ وَشِدَّةٍ That we are in severe difficulties and poverties and we don't have anything. قال فَهَلْ أَوْصَاكِ بِشَيْءٍ And that man, did he admonish you or did he advise you with anything? She said, نعم. أَمَرَنِي أَنْ أَقْرَأَ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامِ She said, yes. He ordered me to convey his greetings to you. وَيَقُولُ غَيِّرْ عَتَبَةَ بَابِكَ And he advised me to tell you to change the mat or the step which is outside your door. Ismail alayhi salam, he's intelligent, he understands. He said, ذَاكَ أَبِي This was my father. وَقَدْ أَمَرَنِي أَنْ أُفَارِقَكِ And he ordered me and advised me to divorce you. He said, إِلْحَقِي بِأَهْلِكِ So go back to your family, meaning he divorced her. And also in this is an ibrah, in this is a lesson. That look, Ismail alayhi salam, he's now an adult. He's married. He has his own life. He hasn't seen his father for a very long time. And yet his father, he comes back and he checks. He investigates. He asks about his life. He gives nasiha. He's mushfiq. He cares about his son, even though his son is an adult. And this is how the parents and the fathers should be with their children. Even if your son is 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, married, children, has his own life, independent of you. This doesn't mean your role of giving nasiha and advising has stopped. Just like Ibrahim alayhi salam did, he carried on and he advised him in the matters of his dunya. And then Ismail alayhi salam tazawwaja minhum ukhra. Then he married another woman. فَلَبِثَ عَنْهُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ And Ibrahim alayhi salam, he stayed away for few more years. ثُمَّ أَتَاهُمْ بَعْدُ فَلَمْ يَجِدْ And then he returned once more. After a number of years, now Ismail alayhi salam has another marriage, then he returns back. فَدَخَلَ عَلَى امْرَأَتِي وَسَأَلَهَا عَنْهُ But he did not find Ismail. So he came to the second wife of Ismail, and he asked her, where is this man called Ismail? She said, خَرَجَ يَبْتَغِي لَنَا She said that he's left the house. He has gone finding food for us. قَالْ كَيْفَ أَنْتُمْ Then he questioned her. How are you? What's your situation like? وَسَأَلَهَا عَنْ عَيْشِهِمْ وَهَيْئَتِهِمْ He asked her about her situation, about the house, about the family and the marriage. What did she say? She said, نَحْنُ بِخَيْرٍ وَسَعَ She said, that we are in luxury. We are well. We are wealthy. وَأَثْنَتْ عَلَى اللَّهِ And she praised Allah. قَالْ مَا طَعَامُكُمْ He said to her, what is your food? قَالَتْ اللَّحَمْ She said, meat. قَالْ فَمَا شَرَابُكُمْ What is your drink? She said, الماء, water. قَالْ اللَّهُمَ بَارِكْ لَهُمْ فِي اللَّحْمِ وَالْمَا And then Ibrahim alayhi salam, he made this dua, O Allah, bless the people of Mecca in their meat and their water. قَالَ فَإِذَا جَاءَ زَوْجُكِ فَقْرَئِي عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ So if your wife, she returns, if your husband, meaning Ismail, returns, then convey my greetings to her. وَمُرِّيهِ يُثْبِتُ عَتَبَةَ بَابِهِ And then order him to keep the mat or the step which is outside his door. And also in this is an advice for the Muslimat, for the women, for the sisters, for the wives, and how they should be. Consider both of these women, in reality the situation is the same. Both of them are still living in Mecca and there is a sparsity of food. The food is very little. And yet despite this, the second wife, she is optimistic and she praises Allah and she shows shukr to Allah and she obeys her husband and she always gives hope and she has optimism and she looks at what she does have And she doesn't look at what she does not have. And also this is how a righteous, obedient Muslim woman should be. That he shouldn't always be complaining all the time about a situation. But thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what you have. and what your husband does for you, and help him and aid him and be optimistic and have your hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا تَنْظُرُوا إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ فَوْقَهُمْ. Do not look up to the one who has more than you. وَلَكِنْ أُنْظُرُوا إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ. But look at the one who is less off than you. Because you will not forget the blessings of Allah. Don't always think, why don't we have the number of children like this person has? But think that Allah has blessed us with a child and He has not blessed another person with a child. Don't think, why is my house not as big as the house of Fulan and Fulan? But think that Allah has blessed me with a house, and there are many people out there who don't have a house. And for this reason, and this is one of the best characteristics which is found in a Muslim wife, in a righteous, obedient wife, that she is grateful and she is optimistic and she works hard and she's happy with that which Allah has ordained for her. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was shown the fire and he saw that many, or the majority of the inhabitants of the fire, are the women. So the Sahabiyat alayhinna ridwanullah, they asked him, why is it that the majority of the inhabitants of the fire are women? Why? He said, because you have kufrun ni'mah, because you're always rejecting the blessings of Allah. You're always complaining about your situation, always complaining about your husband. So this shukr to Allah and being grateful to your husband, like is in the story of Ismail and Ibrahim alayhim salam, this is a good lesson for us. So then Ismail alayhi salam, he returned, and Ibrahim had left by now. فَوَجَدَ رِيحَ أَبِيهِ. And again, it's as if he smelt the fragrance of his father. فَقَالَ هَلْ أَتَاكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. So he said to them, has somebody come to you? She said, نَعَمْ أَتَانَا شَيْخٌ حَسَنُ الْهَيْئَةِ. She said, yes, a man came to us, an old man, a respected person, حَسَنُ الْهَيْئَةِ, in a good state. وَأَثْنَتْ عَلَيْهِ. And she spoke good about him. Look, the same person. The evil wife spoke bad about him, belittled him, gossiped about him. The second wife, the Zawja Saliha, she said, this old man, in fact, now he is even older. In reality, he's even weaker because more years have passed. And yet despite this, she said, Shaykhun, a respected old person, Hasanul Hay'a, in a good appearance, a wise person, a respected person, Athnat Ali, she praised him. Again, a lesson for the men and the women, but more so the women, in terms of staying away from gossiping or belittling other people, speaking bad about other people, and especially the elders. فَسَأَلَنِي عَنْكَ فَأَخْبَرْتُهُ. He asked me about you, so I informed him. وَسَأَلَنِي كَيْفَ عَيْشُنَا فَأَخْبَرْتُهُ أَنَّا بِخَيْرٍ. And he asked me, how is our living? And I informed him that our living is good. قَالْ فَأَوْصَاكِ بِشَيْءٍ. Ismail said to his wife, did he admonish you, advise you with anything? She said, نَعْمْ هُوَ يَقْرَهُ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامِ. He conveys his greetings to you. وَيَأْمُرُكَ أَن تُثْبِتَ عَتَبَةَ بَابِكَ. And he advises you to keep the mat which is outside your door, or keep the step which is outside your door. And look again, this father, he is nasihun mushfiq. He advises his child. He checks upon his child. And his child is now 25, 30, he's old. He's married, he's independent. So this obligation of nasiha from the walid to the son, it always remains. And from the beautiful things which I read, wallahu a'lam whether it is authentic or not, is an advice that Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, he gave. And Allah knows best. He said that when your child is 1 to 7 years old, play with him. And when he is 7 to 14 years old, teach him. And when he is 14 to 21 years old, then give him nasiha. This is now for you, the time for you to now advise him. Because he has reached the age of puberty, he's old, now you are an advisor to him. He said, Ismail, ذَاكَ أَبِي. This was my father. وَأَنْتِ الْعَتَبَةِ. And you are the doorstep. أمرني أن أمسككِ. And he has ordered me to stay married to you. ثم لبث عنه ما شاء الله. And then Ibrahim عليه السلام, he stayed away. Again, for a number of years, he stayed away. ثم جاء بعد ذلك. And then after passing of time, Ibrahim عليه السلام, he came back. ووجد إسماعيل يبري نبلا له تحت دوحة أي شجرة. And then he found Ismail, his son, and he was sharpening his blade or his arrow under a tree. قريبا من زمزم, near to زمزم. فلما رآه قام إليه. So when Ismail saw his father Ibrahim, he stood up. فصنع كما يصنع الوالد بالولد والولد بالوالد. And so they did what a father does towards his son and what the son does towards his father. They hugged each other, they embraced each other, they met each other, they kissed each other, and so on and so forth. And then Ibrahim عليه السلام, he said, Ya Ismail, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَنِي بِأَمْرٍ. He said, O Ismail, Allah has commanded me with something. And consider this. Ibrahim عليه السلام, he spent maybe 20, 30 years away. He hasn't seen his son until he has grown up. The first thing which he tells him and he asks him, he says, Allah has commanded me with something. He didn't ask him about the dunya. He didn't ask him about his house. He didn't ask him about his career or how much money he has or how many children he has. He has said, Allah has commanded me with something. And this is the awliya of Allah. These are the rusul and the anbiya, that they have a mission upon this earth and their job is to fulfill this risalah, this mission, without any hesitation, without looking at the dunya, without being distracted. What did Ismail alayhi salam say? He said, فَصْنَعْ مَا أَمَرَكَ رَبُّكَ. Then fulfill whatever your Lord has commanded you to do. So Ismail alayhi salam, he didn't even ask his father, what is it that Allah has commanded you with? Because he has complete iman and complete yaqeen. It isn't even for him to question what is the command of Allah. He said, O my father, whatever Allah has commanded you with, then go fulfill it. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, وَتُعِينُنِي. And will you help me upon fulfilling this command? He said, وَأُعِينُكَ. I will help in fulfilling this command. What is the command? He said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَنِي أَنْ أَبْنِيَ هَا هُنَا بَيْتًا. He said, verily Allah has commanded me to build here a bait, meaning a masjid. And then he pointed towards the place in which the Kaaba was to be built. The narrator, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ, the rawi, he said, وَكَانَ عُمُرُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ مِئَةُ سَنَةٍ. At that time, the age of Ibrahim alayhi salam was 100 years old. وَعُمُرُ إِسْمَعِيلَ 30 سَنَةً. And the age of Ismail alayhi salam was 30 years. And so they began to build the house of Allah, the Kaaba. فَعِنْدَ ذَلِكَ رَفَعَ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ. And so they started raising the foundations of the house, the Kaaba. And then the walls of the house. فَجَعَلَ إِسْمَعِيلُ يَأْتِي بِالْحِجَارَةِ وَإِبْرَاهِيمُ يَبْنِي حَتَّى إِذْ ارْتَفَعَ الْبَنَى. And so Ismail alayhi salam, he would go and he would search for the stones, the rocks, the boulders. And he would come and give them to his father. And his father would place the stones upon the foundations to build it and to raise the building. Notice, because Ismail alayhi salam is younger and stronger, he goes out and searches. And the father, he remains. And this is also a lesson for us. This is ibrah, this is a lesson. How we should be with our father and our mother and our elders in general. It isn't correct for the son to request from his father to go give him food or drink. Rather, it has to be the other way around. That it is the child, the son, who goes out. Your family needs something from the takeaway, something from the supermarket. It isn't correct for you to sit at home and you're playing your PlayStation, you're watching your TV, and the father is going out and he is buying things. Rather, it's up to you. Your father should remain home, and you are the one who goes and searches and buys for him. So Ibrahim stayed where he was. And Ismail alayhi salam, Ismail, he is the one who went and he searched for the stones and brought back to him. And they were building the house of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ. When Ibrahim, he was raising the walls and the pillars of the house, meaning the Kaaba, and his son Ismail. Now, I want you to contemplate something. What was the dua which both of them made? They said, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. They said, O our Lord, accept from us, you are As-Sami' and you are Al-Alim, the all-hearing and the all-knowing. There's a beautiful narration that Ibn Kathir mentions from Wuhayb. He said that this individual, Wuhayb ibn al-Wird, or Ibn al-Wird, kada Sheikh, Wuhayb ibn al-Wird, or Wuhayb ibn al-Wird, one of them too, he recited this ayah, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. The dua which they made was, O Allah, accept from us. ثُمَّ يَبْكِي. And then he would weep and cry. This scholar from the Salaf, when he would read this dua, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا, O Allah, accept this from us, he would weep and he would cry. Why? He says, Khalilur Rahman. Look at Ibrahim. And he is Khalilur Rahman. He is the most beloved friend of Ar-Rahman. يَرْفَعُ قَوَائِمَ بَيْتَ الرَّحْمَانِ. And he is building the foundations and the walls of Baytul Rahman, the house or the masjid of the Most Merciful. And yet despite this, وَهُوَ مُشْفِقْ. He's still scared. He's still fearful. أَلَّا يَتَقَبَّلَ مِنْهِ. That maybe this action will not be accepted from him. Consider Ibrahim alayhi salam. Who is he? One of the greatest prophets and messengers. Abu al-Anbiya. The father of all of the prophets and messengers came afterwards. Who is he? Khalilur Rahman. The most beloved person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where is he standing? In Makkatul Mukarrama, the sacred and honorable city of Makkah. What is he doing? He's building the house of Allah. Who has commanded him to do so? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded him to do so. Yet despite all of this, he's scared that maybe this action will not be accepted from Allah. So him and his son, they repeat, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Oh Allah, accept this from us. Oh Allah, accept this from us. And this is how the people of Tawheed should be. The people of Tawheed and the people of Iman, they shouldn't become arrogant the more they worship Allah. Just because you think you are upon the right path, and you are following this way and this manhaj, everybody else is upon misguidance. I am from the people of Jannah, everybody's from the people of the fire. No. Is there a greater lesson for us than Abu al-Anbiya, the father of the prophets, Khalilur Rahman, and his son, who is also a prophet and a messenger and a righteous person, and they are doing the best action, which is building the house of Allah in the best city in Makkah, in the Haram, in the sacred area, and Allah has directly commanded them to do so. And yet despite this, do they become arrogant? Rather, they become more humble. The higher they iman, the more humble they were in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this reason, any ibadah which you do has always to be between these two stations. Ar-raja wal-khawf. On one side, you hope that Allah will accept this action from you. But on the other side, you fear, you have khawf that maybe Allah will not accept this action for you. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Both of them, they kept saying, Oh Allah, accept from us. Oh Allah, accept from us. Like Allah said in the Quran regarding the believers. He said, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا أَتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةً. Those people who fulfill that which they have been commanded to fulfill. Meaning they give and they spend and they give in charity and they spend on the people. And yet despite all of this, وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةً. Their hearts are still scared. Their hearts are still trembling. And they carried on making the dua. Ibn Kathir, he mentions this in his tafsir. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, فَجَعَلَا يَبْنِيَانِ حَتَّى يَدُورَ حَوْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَهُمَا يَقُولَانِ. So they kept on building. They kept going around the Kaaba, building the wall. First build this wall, then build the next wall, then build this wall, and then the next layer. go around again, keep building. Then the next day, keep building. And they all keep repeating, they keep repeating, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَا. Oh Allah, our Lord, accept from us. Oh Allah, accept this from us. So now, the Kaaba is almost built. فَلَمَّا أَنْهَى إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْبِنَا قَالَ لِإِسْمَعِيلِ. So when Ibrahim had completed, almost completed the building of the Kaaba, then he said to his son Ismail, إِئْتِنِي بِحَجَرٍ لِنُتِمَّ الْبِنَا. Bring me a stone, the final stone, so we can now finish it. There's just one stone that remains. Go and find this stone so we can finish building the Kaaba. فَانْطَلَقَ إِسْمَعِيلٌ. So Ismail, he left. He went searching for this stone, so he could bring the stone to his father. But he couldn't find anything. ثُمَّ عَادَ فَوَجَدَ. So then when he came back, he found a stone already with his father. But this rock, لَيْسَ مِنْ جِنْسْ حِجَارَةِ الْكَعْبَةِ. This rock and this stone, it was not like all of the other stones of the Kaaba. So then he said to his father, مَنْ الَّذِي جَاءَكَ بِهَذَا الْحَجَرِ. Who is the one who has brought this stone to you? I went searching. I couldn't find any stones nearby. We're talking about boulders and rocks. I come back and there's also already a rock or a boulder with you. Who brought this rock to you? Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, جَاءَنِي بِهِ مَنْ لَمْ يَعْتَمِدْ عَلَىٰ بِنَائِي وَبِنَائِكِ. That the one who has brought me this rock is the one who is not in need of my building or your building. The one who is not dependent upon me doing my work and you doing your work. He said, جَاءَنِي بِهِ جِبْرِيلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. It was Jibreel alayhi salam who brought this stone to me. فَلَمَّا فَرَغَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ مِنْ بِنَاءِ الْكَعْبَةِ. So when Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son, when they had finished building the Kaaba, جَاءَ جِبْرِيلُ. Then Jibreel came to them. فَأَرَاهُ الْمَنَاسِكَ كُلَّهَا. So then he taught both of them the rituals of Al-Hajj. All of the rituals, this is what you have to do in Al-Hajj. So this Hajj, this is from the legislation of Ibrahim alayhi salam. This was there before our Ummah. And even the Quraysh, at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they used to respect and they used to know the legislation of the Umrah and the Hajj. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed to Ibrahim, أَذِّن فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Proclaim amongst mankind the Hajj. Tell mankind about the Hajj. Now remember, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he's in this small valley. There's a few people, a few houses who are around him. How is Ibrahim alayhi salam going to convey the obligation of Hajj to all of humanity at that time? So he said, Ya Rabbi, wa ma yablughu sawti. He said, oh my Lord, where will my voice reach? The people are in the east and the west of the earth. I'm a single person. I can maybe tell a few people who are residing around here. How far can my voice go? I'm only a weak human being. So the reply came to him, أَذِّن وَعَلَيَّ الْبَلَاغ. You proclaim this, and upon me, upon Allah, is to convey your command to the people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَنَادَى إِبْرَاهِيمُ. So then Ibrahim alayhi salam, he called out, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْحَجِّ إِلَى الْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقِ. O people, the Hajj has been legislated upon you to the old ancient house, meaning Al-Kaaba. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَسَمِعَهُ مَنْ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That everybody between the heavens and the earth, all of them heard the voice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, to explain this to the companions, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَنَّ النَّاسَ يَجِئُونَ مِنْ أَقْصَ الْأَرْضِ يَلِبُّونَ. He said, do you not see how people, even at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how the people are coming from all over the earth, all of the tribes, all over Arabia, they used to come to Mecca in order to perform Hajj. How did they know about performing Hajj? Because the voice of Ibrahim alayhi salam, it had reached all of the people in the various lands. Allah said, وَأَذِّن فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. He said, and convey the obligation of Hajj upon the people. يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا. And they will come to you on foot. وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ. And they will come to you, they will come to perform Hajj on every strong camel. يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍ عَمِيقٍ. And they will come to you through every deep and distant mountain highway. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, he made the blessed dua. He said, Rabbana inni askantu min dhurriyati biwadin. He said, oh my Lord, I've left my progeny, my offspring, in a valley. غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ. And this valley has no fruits, no vegetation. عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. And I have left them near to your sacred house. رَبَّنَا. O our Lord, لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. So they can establish the prayers. فَجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. So make the heart of the people be attracted to them. وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِّنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. And provide for them from the fruit and the vegetation. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. So they may show shukr and gratitude to you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us in this knowledge we have learnt. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una, wanfa'na bima allamtana, wazidna ilma. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'an, wa amlan salihan, wa rizkan tayyiba. اللهم إنا نسألك الإخلاص في القول والعمل. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت. وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم.